Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and this is my henchman, Krista. No, the henchman doesn't get to do the evil laugh. There you go.
That's more appropriate for me anyway. How come I'm the henchman?
Because I decided.
Oh, okay, because you did the intro?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So it's spooky season.
And so there's far, the evil laugh. But...
So far, the only spooky thing about spooky season has been how busy we are.
Yeah, no kidding. Hooey! Well, we did have Thanksgiving.
Yep.
That was a big part of it. And they were kind of feeling like under the weather and stuff. Not quite sick, but fighting it and tired and
busy
the whole
at work.
Thing.
And, yeah.
Whole thing.
Terrible. Yeah. Awful.
Yep. Scary. We have hardly watched any spooky shows.
Hardly any.
But we did watch Werewolf by Night.
Yes, we did.
And other stuff. But I'll talk about that later. Brandon, what are you drinking?
Well, I got, it's not very spooky, but it's very flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gin cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Pear rhubarb.
Pear is fallish.
Fallish. Yeah. I don't know. It tastes good.
I am drinking a pumpkin beer. Mine is very spooky. It's St. Ambrose, and I'm very happy. It was the first beer I ever liked, and I haven't been able to find it for years. And we found it this year.
Just randomly.
And now, hey, remember that funny time when we were in the liquor store, and I was like, this will be enough to get me through the season? This is my last one.
I didn't believe you then either. This is why you're the henchman.
This is why I'm the henchman. Fair enough. Also, Brandon, what is your nerd thing this week?
It's hockey season.
Yeah.
So that's also kind of spooky for me as a Leafs fan. But yeah, hockey's back and it's fun. I like it.
You're wearing a jersey right now.
I am wearing a jersey, yes. We just got finished watching the game.
Yep.
And eating our turkey.
Yeah.
Again, more turkey.
More turkey.
Bonus turkey.
You did it on the smoker.
I did.
Yeah, bonus turkey.
That's going to be my nerd thing for the next episode.
Oh, I mean, no, you didn't.
Spoilers, come on.
Yes, we are going to be releasing two episodes back to back.
Yeah, we're doubling up because we got a schedule to keep.
And, that's right.
And we're catching up.
Despite Brandon's best wishes, we can't miss one of the ones that is going to be happening in October. So we need to make sure that we keep on schedule.
Well, like, there's a schedule to keep, like, sometimes you just have to make it up as you go along
to keep
things on track, just like Disney has been doing.
That's very true, actually. Very true. Do you want to know what
Kevin knows what he's doing.
Kevin does know what he's doing. That's next episode.
I know.
Okay. Do you want to know what my nerd thing is this week?
Yes, I do, actually. I'm curious.
Me too. Because the thing I was going to say, I realized I should say for next week. Or next episode.
Okay.
This week. So instead, I'm going to say I've been playing Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Again. Still.
Yes. And Animal Crossing. Again. Still. But the new Disney Dreamlight Valley episode update, the very first major one, is coming next week.
Are you prepared? Because
I should be prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scar's coming.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that. The new Star Path is coming. So I've just been like here and there playing when I can to like try and finish up stuff before that happens.
Yeah, because there's nothing... There's no time-sensitive thing happening right now, which is kind of nice, too.
Yeah, there's like a week in between the two time-sensitive things. So I was like, oh, do the other random stuff and so I can focus on the time thing. But yeah, anyway, that's what I've been doing.
Cool. Still having fun with it?
Yes, very much.
That's good.
Very much. I just leveled Ariel and Elsa. Those were my ones
today.
You had
to give her lots of thingamabobs.
And yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's its and what's its galore.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Also, Brandon, so because we're doing these back to back, we would normally be talking about the latest She-Hulk episode, but this is coming out late. So we had two She-Hulk episodes.
We did, yes.
Do you want to say anything spoiler free?
They She-Hulked it.
Okay, well done.
Yeah.
So next episode, which is going to be dropping right after this one or shortly after this one, that is what our focus is going to be talking about She-Hulk.
With spoilers.
With many spoilers.
Mm.
So, yeah. Also, we have a new Andor episode. Brandon, what did you think of this one?
Oh, man. It seems to happen all the time with these Disney Plus shows. The ones that I'm, like, most excited about are, like, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that I'm least excited about are awesome.
So, you just have to trust me, because I was most excited for WandaVision, and which was the best Marvel one so far? Which was the best Marvel one so far? It was WandaVision. Anything else is wrong. Meh. So, okay. And I was most excited for Andor, and which is the best one so far?
Obi-Wan.
Oh, okay. I was also really excited for Obi-Wan. Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
And Mando.
And Mando. But, yeah, but we didn't
but
know
Andor
that.
Andor is a lot better than I was expecting.
I was like, I'm very,
very
happy.
Very good.
So good. So good. And I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. Because we're doing two episodes back-to-back, let's just hit on a couple main things. Like, the big focus for the last little bit. Their price increase. Money and spending.
I mean, everywhere, because inflation is a major problem right now.
Disney,
but you're specifically talking Disneyland and Disney World ticket prices.
Yes. So Disney did announce it effective immediately. Like, it's already gone into place. Yeah. It was, like, effective tomorrow, basically.
No, it was, like, effective right now. Log in and your tickets are more money.
Right. So tickets went up. I kind of thought when they announced this, they were going to announce the sale of
more magic keys.
But no, crickets on that still. I know. I say crickets a lot. Jiminy would be proud.
Oh, boy. still no nothing on that, because I think there's still probably too many for their tastes.
Yeah, might be.
I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, tickets went up for everything. Except parking, randomly enough, which I thought was weird. But the other big one is, well, two main changes is they now have a Genie Plus price change. If you buy in advance, first of all, it went up.
Yeah, so the standard price used to be $20 a day, whether you bought it the day of, before, blah, blah, blah. And so they jacked that up to $25, but if you buy it on the day of now, they reserve the right to flex that price.
Yeah, and we haven't seen what this looks like in actuality yet.
I haven't done any research.
Our theory is it's not going to be lower than the $25.
Very unlikely.
Or if it is like $23, like it's not going to be.
No, they won't do it lower.
You don't think
people,
so?
People will be upset if they do. It's going to go up.
So if you're at all thinking about Genie Plus, the advice used to be, you know, play it by ear, depending on the day. Nope, buy it in advance.
Buy it in advance, yep.
My sister and her fiance and my mom are actually on their way to Disneyland this week.
Oh, boy.
And they were smart and bought in advance.
Yeah.
So very good for them.
Before the price increase and everything.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Lucky them.
Yeah, so they got her in at 20 still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that went up. And then the other one that was kind of big news was that there's a new level of pricing. So the single day tickets, you know, there's level 1 through 5, I think.
Yeah. So they segment their days based on tiers. And yeah, I think it went up to, it went 1 through 6 before. And now there's a tier 0.
Right. Which is only, just judging from the calendar, it looks like it's only Tuesdays and Wednesdays on, during the non-busy season.
And so the tier 0 stayed the same price as what tier 1 was previously, and then everything else
went
got
up.
Basically a 10% increase.
Yeah, ish, yeah. So anyway, prices, like everywhere else, are going up. They are at Disney as well.
I mean, that's to be expected.
Totally. They usually used to do this in January or February. I think January most often.
But
last year they did it in October.
It's going to be in October all the time now, because they like to do it once a year. And
yeah, I kind of thought they'd wait and do it in January, but nope, I guess they decided October's the new January.
Yeah, it just got out of sync because of COVID and everything. And
you know what, though? It actually makes sense, because October's their first really busy season, and it kind of stays that way through the holidays. So it makes sense then to raise the prices when you have a lot more last-minute people who are excited to go, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of Disneyland, we know that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is coming in January. The rest of Toontown isn't opening at the same time, but Mickey and Minnie's is. And
I wonder how they're going to manage that, because it's basically in the, well, it's kind of on the side, but it's still like pretty central.
Yeah, I think they'll be able to rope off part of it, but like you're going to have to walk past. I have no idea. Maybe like they're just saying the land up until that point, but so far the only thing, they didn't say Toontown is opening then, they said Mickey and Minnie's. This is going to be on the individual Lightning Lane. Also, prices for that went up, of course.
Probably a boarding pass.
I'm guessing, like, yeah, they haven't talked details, but I mean, that's, I'm assuming so.
Because Spider-Man was, Web Slingers came off of the individual Lightning Lanes. It's now just regular Genie Plus, which makes sense. Totally. Like, when we were there, even months ago in April, it was barely seemed worth an individual Lightning Lane.
Yeah.
Whereas Radiator Springs and Rise of the Resistance definitely. I was like, if you're gonna pick two rides, those would be the two I would pick as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Web Slingers, it's not an e-ticket ride, so it didn't stay the popularity. Like it was new.
It was just the new ride.
It was new, but yeah, not. It's fun, but
And that is exactly what we thought would happen, is it would stick around for a little bit longer. So that, yes, that is going to regular Genie Plus now. It is Genie Plus, though. Also, we have a date on Magic Bands.
We do, yeah.
So these are going to be out, what is it, Friday?
October 26th.
I think that's Saturday. Well, anyway, October 26th.
I think it's like a Wednesday
or something.
Yeah, it's like a Wednesday.
Okay, well, anyway, that's your first day for Magic Bands Plus. And everything, I did a little bit of research, and now don't quote me on this, but Magic Bands Plus will work in both parks. So if you have one from Disney World, that's fine. But if you have the old original Magic Band, not the Magic Band Plus, that's not going to work.
Yeah, no, it's only the pluses that are dual function.
Exactly, but they're not park specific, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something.
Yeah.
Also, we mentioned before that Indiana Jones was going down for refurbishment.
Oh, yeah.
And we had all these theories about how it was going to be gone for, you know, months. Maybe they do a little one for weeks. 3 days.
3 days.
3 days it's going to be down.
So
I have no idea what they're doing.
They hung one extra snake, just like a little rubber snake. They put it in there. It took 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Change one light bulb.
Yeah.
To shine on the one snake. So I have no idea. Apparently the boulder scene isn't really working very well. So I'm like, maybe they're going to spend a few days just getting in there to fix that.
If you have 3 days, they could probably focus on one major element like that.
That's what I'm thinking.
And that's like pretty important compared to the, like there's a lot of stuff broken in there. But
the boulder,
but like, yeah, I don't know. That's the climax of the ride.
100% agree.
It's gotta work.
Yeah. 100% agree. This really shocks me, because they were talking about this going down back in 2020 for like extended period of time. So
back when our original trip was planned, we were like, oh, Indy's going to be closed while we're there. Little did we know everything was going to be closed. In the entire world is going to be closed.
The whole world. Everything in the world. Literally. Yeah. Everything in the world. So now, of course, conjecture is, okay, well, they're going to do this to help it, like, get through the holidays. And then in the new year, they'll, like, put it down for a bigger one. So that's now current rumors, anyway.
That makes perfect sense.
Totally.
Perfect sense.
Other news, we're getting our first glimpses of holiday merch and holiday stuff. Coming to the parks. We'll talk about that more later when we let's get past spooky season first.
It looks pretty cool, but yeah.
It looks really cool, but
I get why they have to do this, but yeah, no.
No, we're going to talk spooky season
first.
Let's
focus on the spooky.
And then the other one, speaking of, is we have a new Marvel special. Werewolf by Night, I mentioned before. We watched this. What did you think?
It was everything I wanted it to be and more.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
We're going to see more of these, the characters.
God, I hope so.
At least the ones that live.
This is very Halloweenish as well, by the way.
And definitely rated R.
Yeah,
like there's some pretty.
Is it rated R or is it rated 14A?
It's like if it's 14A or PG-13,
mm-hmm.
It's
a harsh one.
It's a hard PG-13 because there's some pretty strong violence.
Yeah,
like,
they
don't on-screen violence.
It's tough because they don't shy away from the violence, but it's all done in like a supernatural way, and you can get away with a little bit more of that in the rating system. So I think it's probably 14A or PG-13.
I don't know.
I'm literally gonna look this up now.
I don't know. They might not have even gotten it rated because it's on a streaming service. So they
this is a good
they
point.
Don't have to. I don't know.
But just be aware.
There's some violence. There's no language or anything or sexual content, but it's pretty violent and that's fine.
Be aware of that. So it is rated TV-14.
Okay.
But most people say it probably should be for mature audiences only because of the level of violence.
The Disney influence was like, no, this is going to be 14. It's rated 14, right?
It's rated 14.
The thump of the bag of money on the table. Yeah, it's rated 14. Okay, there you go.
Anyway, it's awesome, but do be aware. This is for the big kiddies only,
and kids wouldn't get it anyway, so.
Or appreciate it. Like, it's a grown-up one.
Yeah.
But there's not, I guess, like, there's a little bit of language, but there's not, like, gratuitous language, and there's not, like, sex or anything like that, but there's definitely violence. And, like, yeah, it's so cool. It's very stylized. Also, do you know what the director is known for?
No.
This is, I think, his first directing.
Oh, he's a composer.
He's a composer.
Yes.
Do you know
what
he's composed?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna like give you a list here: Zootopia, Inside Out, The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes,
ooh,
Ratatouille, The Incredibles, Rogue One: A Star Wars Story. He's basically done the everything because he's done Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, and Disney, and attractions.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently he did and he also does video games, by the way. He did Lost World, Jurassic Park, and the Medal of Honor series. He did some Star Trek. He did Lost. He was the composer on Lost.
So he's been composing like crazy and absorbing movie making.
Yeah.
And,
wait, isn't that cool, though?
Yeah. No, he did an excellent job.
I was listening to a podcast where they were interviewing him, and it was just like,
very, very well directed, and you can and the love of cinema comes across in it. So
yeah.
It's great.
You can tell he's like a movie nerd. Anyway,
it's not
really
our main
good.
Topic.
No,
today,
no, but no. It's really good. Okay, so let's head to the main topic.
Okay. What's in the bag?
It's not a head. It's just content.
Oh.
Ah. Disney A grab bag. All right, Brandon. A henchman is a faithful follower or supporter, especially one prepared to engage in crime or dishonest practices by way of service.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. You're welcome. You said I was your henchman.
Yeah.
Am I committing crimes for you?
I guess so.
So he said. We had one of our henchmen here before, but he wandered away. We have a kitty who likes to record with us. But
our little black kitty.
Yeah,
he looks like a henchman. He makes a good henchman, yeah.
So what we're going to do is, we've kind of done this before when instead of like doing a ranking, we'll do like kind of like a draft and we take turns. We decided to go three. Or like some of them are in groups and some of them are single, but three henchmen
henchwomen, hench things.
Yeah. From Disney, the best henchmen.
This is animated.
Only. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Let's go animated. Yes. With an asterisk.
An asterisk.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think there some characters exist in both live action and animated. Right?
Okay.
So, like, that's a tough one. Okay. You know what? We're going to just take turns so we can make sure we don't double up. So, I'm going to give you first pick.
You're going to give me first pick for the bestest minion.
Yes, the bestest best.
Of all the minions.
Right.
Okay.
But not the Minions. That's not Disney.
No. No, it's not. And there's too many of those.
Too many.
It wouldn't count anyway.
I bumped the thing.
Kick the table! Okay. Well, I'm going to go for the best Disney minion from the best Disney animated film.
Okay. Who is?
It's LeFou, the ultimate Dang hype
it.
Man.
Dang it. I totally was going to pick LeFou. He's awesome. I obviously agree.
He's drinking a little bit too much of the Kool-Aid on the toxic masculinity side of things, but otherwise he's a true friend. He roots for his buddy, and
so he's an example. He's in both live action and animated.
Well, just because they do a live action remake.
I actually like him in live action. He has a little bit more character.
Sure,
but yeah,
it doesn't count.
No, okay, can't spell.
No,
G A S T. But in the song, in the live action, he's just like, I just realized I'm illiterate and cannot spell.
But yeah, no, I like LeFou.
LeFou's a good choice.
Yeah, he's a good hype man.
Yeah. He doesn't need to be... He does what Gaston wants him to, but I mean, he sometimes has some qualms about it. And yeah, he's a good friend.
He is.
Even though Gaston does not deserve a good friend.
No, he really doesn't.
No.
He's kind of a jerk.
Totally. Okay, my turn?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm gonna go off the one henchman right away. I have a triplet here.
Uh-oh.
Lock, Shock, and Barrel from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. You knew I was gonna pick them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty good. They don't really listen to instructions, and they can't really be trusted.
No.
But they're pretty awesome.
But they're so cool. Did you know, who one of the voices of this is? Catherine O'Hara.
Oh,
isn't that
sweet.
So cool?
That is awesome.
Danny Elfman does another one, which is super cool.
Yeah, I think I knew that.
And Paul Rubens does another one. I knew Danny Elfman was one of them, but I did not know Catherine O'Hara was.
No,
and I just love it.
That's great
so
trivia.
Good.
While they're doing these like Disney Plus random shows, they should do a Lock, Shock, and Barrel like prequel or something.
I love it. They are Halloween Town's best trick-or-treaters, and definitely should make our list for spooky season henchmen.
Yeah, I that's fine. Wait, that means I have to pick another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I really like the animals in Disney.
Mm-hmm.
We just recently rewatched Pinocchio.
Mm-hmm.
The original.
Original.
Not the remake.
We haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen the remake.
No,
have not heard good things.
I haven't either, but I will watch it.
Tom Hanks' as Geppetto looks good, but like,
I'm
getting a little tired of the live action.
Yeah, no,
myself.
That's 100% fair.
But anyway, in the original Pinocchio, Figaro, just an awesome cat. And there's many awesome cats in Disney, including the best named cat of all time.
Oh, okay. I was like, Figaro's not a henchman.
No. Lucifer.
Lucifer is great.
Just,
yes.
Like, and this also, he's kind of carrying the torch for cat henchmen, because there's also a cat henchman in The Great Mouse Detective.
Oh, yeah.
That
that's
I really
right.
love. And,
she's cool.
She is cool. Mm-hmm. But yes, Lucifer is an awesome henchman.
Okay.
And the little back and forth with the mice is fun. So
yeah, and like you said, a great cat name. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good one. I'm gonna go for like the best villain or henchman, as in best, like I'm pretty sure he's not actually bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Kronk from Emperor's New Groove.
Yes. Kronk has grown in popularity recently.
Yeah,
along with The Emperor's New Groove. Mm-hmm. I really need to watch this movie
we're
again.
Going to we had like hit pause on our decades as we started going through the parks. I think we should just like finish off the decades. I mean, we've got spooky season, then we got holiday stuff, but I think in the new year we should just finish up the decades, and as part of that, you're gonna watch Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah, I did watch it once, and but I like zero recollection of anything from it. So.
Best part of that movie. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I actually really like this movie. Probably the highlight of the 2000s, honestly. Although there's some seriously underrated gems in there. But Kronk might be the best part of this movie. So, and that's not down on the rest of the movie. It's just he's really awesome.
Really good henchman.
Really good. And he speaks chipmunk. And he's just, like, funny. He's like comic relief, and he's like bumbling, but he's like really nice, and he likes to bake, and he's just adorable, and everyone loves Kronk. He definitely deserves to be drafted for best Disney henchman.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Okay, who's your next one? Your last one. This is my last one,
so I gotta think about this here.
Da, da, da. You have some good ones so far.
Yeah, I got a pretty good team.
And there are some really good ones. I'm kind of torn on my last pick, so there's a reason I'm making you go first.
Okay, I'm gonna go way off the board here.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna go the Sheriff of Nottingham from Robin Hood.
Oh, okay.
He's technically a henchman. Even though
he
has his own henchman as well. Yeah. He's like a middle management henchman.
He is a middle management henchman.
But I mean, the Sheriff of Nottingham is, mm-hmm. is one of literature's greatest villains.
Yes.
Anyway, and they totally. Do a pretty good job in this Robin Hood movie of you making you really not like him very much.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
Sheriff of Nottingham.
I like that. I like that one. So, I'm going to give just a shout-out, first of all. These are not my favorite henchmen. They just have the best henchmen names.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember the henchmen from Tangled?
No.
The big guys?
No.
They're the Stabbington Brothers.
Oh. That sounds like something I would make up while playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay. So, anyway, I had to...
Honorable mention to the
Stabbington Brothers. The best name.
I definitely do not remember them at all.
I remember them, but I didn't remember their names. Huh. And that just, like, I enjoyed it greatly. Because they're the Stabbington Brothers. So, this one's tough. I'm going to go classic. Because I went, you know, off the board for Lock, Shock, and Barrel. I went slightly more recent with Kronk, but I'm going to go classic with Mr. Smee.
Yeah.
From Peter Pan.
He's an unfortunate henchman. Mm-hmm. He just tries his best. He's just doing his job.
He does.
It's not his fault his boss is trying to kill children.
Exactly. And he's trying to, like, once in a while he tries to offer words of wisdom, and it just doesn't work. He's very...
And he's like... in abusive employment relationship. And
exactly.
Yeah, no, I feel bad for Smee.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's adorable.
He is kind of cute.
He's very bumbling.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Like, but he's really earnest. Like, he's just... And what are you going to do? Quit that job? You can't quit that job.
No.
You
walk the plank. Exactly. That's how you quit that job.
Exactly.
It's not great. Not
he's
great.
In a lose-lose situation, and he just wants to sail away from Neverland. And it's not working out for him.
Yeah.
So... He's just got to be the best henchman he can be to keep from walking the plank. So I'm gonna go classic and shout out Mr. Smee here.
Okay.
There were some other really good ones. I was looking at different lists, and it was like, oh, the hyenas from Lion King are a common favorite, or Pain and Panic from Hercules are great. But I was like, no, let's go classic. Just like you went classic with Lucifer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking about the hyenas, and I was thinking about Flotsam and Jetsam.
Ooh, yeah, I was thinking them too, because they were my favorite named henchmen before the Stabbingtons.
And I almost picked Iago.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably mm-hmm. should be on our list, but...
So for me, it was between Iago and Mr. Smee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of thought you were going to pick Iago.
Yeah, I almost did, because he is... I feel really bad now that I didn't pick him, actually, because I'm thinking about him like, he might be the best villain. The best henchman. Yeah. Okay, but it's too late. I already said Mr. Smee.
You did.
But Iago, or can we give a shout out to Iago? He can be like the understudy for our
team. The understudy, yeah. That won't insult him at all.
What's he going to do? Exactly.
That's what he's going to do.
So yeah, some good henchmen out there. And the other one I was thinking of was Percy, but I knew you didn't know who that was.
Yeah. Go Percy.
He's the little bulldog from Pocahontas.
Yeah, I don't remember a bulldog in Pocahontas.
Well, he's like a little dog. He's
I
a
only
pug.
Watched Pocahontas once.
I think he's a pug, maybe. But anyways, this little dog, and he's super pampered, and he's just like super not happy to be in the new world. But then...
Fair. It was not...
Right? And he's like, gets bathed and like fed treats, and then all of a sudden he has to like live in mud, and he's not happy. And he is particularly tormented by Miko the raccoon, but then he and Miko like... calm down, and then they like learn to be better animals.
Oh,
they like are better at the
trash
humans.
Panda.
Anyway, Brandon, you're expecting me to give you a quiz about which henchman you are, aren't you?
No.
Okay, good, because that's not the quiz I'm giving you. Okay. I'm giving you a different one.
Oh, no.
So, are your evil Disney sidekick opinions normal or totally weird?
Totally weird.
So, each of these, you're going to pick your favorite. I'm going to tell you how it ranks with the popular choice. So,
okay.
First of all, which bird sidekick do you prefer? Diablo, that's Maleficent's bird?
Yeah, that one.
Or Iago?
Diablo.
Wrong choice. 23% of people pick Diablo. 77% pick Iago. Why are you cheering?
Because I'm not popular? Following the crowd. Oh, okay. It's awesome.
Some villains need two. Which pair is your fave? Flotsam Jetsam? Now we gutter boys. Or Horace and Jasper from Cruella?
I like Horace and Jasper because, I don't like them because they try to kill puppies, but
I like that they tried to make them nice in the live action.
So, speaking, I've said that I'm sick of live action remakes. The only one that I've liked is Jungle Book and Cruella.
I agree.
Cruella was shockingly good.
I know, and I was like, because
it wasn't a remake, it was a new story.
It was a different thing, yeah. 38% said Horace and Jasper. 62% said Flotsam and Jetsam.
Yes, I'm rocking this. Okay.
Now we've got the dangerous henchmen here. But who do you like more, LeFou or Kronk?
I don't think either of them are
I
dangerous.
I don't think so either. Oh, dangerous is in quotation marks. I think they're both bumbling.
Oh, okay. I picked LeFou, so I gotta stick with LeFou.
81% picked Kronk.
Yes!
19% picked LeFou.
Woo! I am rocking it out.
These might be a little trickier. These are trickster ones. So is it Pain and Panic from Hercules or Shenzi, Banzai, and Ed, the hyenas from Lion King?
I'll go with Pain and Panic because it's got the whole mythological thing going on.
Oh, you picked the most popular. 60%. So pretty close, though.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These two look similar, don't you think? But who do you prefer? Oh, they kind of do. So Lawrence, who's from Princess and the Frog, or Mr. Smee?
Mr. Smee. Yeah,
definitely. 88% pick Mr. Smee. That's just right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember Lawrence from Princess and the Frog.
He's the one that they get switched with. He pretends to be like when Dr. Facilier turns him green, he makes it so Lawrence looks like the prince, so he gets to be the prince instead.
I definitely do not remember that.
Okay, well, anyway, these are a little harder. Pick one. The Huntsman from Snow White or, I'm going to say this wrong, Hayabusa? I think that's from Mulan. This is Bird.
Oh, yes. The evil falcon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with the Huntsman.
Almost
that's
half,
like
and
half and half. Yeah.
But 48% is
the Huntsman's not really a henchman. He's just kind of a...
He's a hired gun, basically.
Yeah, he's a
hired sword.
Unfortunate mercenary in a bad situation.
Yeah. Okay, these are some pretty awful duos. Pick one. Eric and Francis. I think this is from Frozen 2, maybe? Judging from the art style?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Frozen 1. I don't know.
No, I know Frozen 1. Or the Stabbington Brothers.
Let's go with the Stabbington Brothers, because they have a cool name.
80%.
Wow. Yeah, okay, wow.
Now, these two are pretty different, but who do you prefer? Is it Lucifer or Wiggins? Wiggins is from Pocahontas.
I'm going to go
I know
with
you're
it.
Going with Lucifer. And 70% pick Lucifer.
Which is just the right answer. So, I'm like mostly weird.
Mostly weird.
There's a couple times you just can't be weird.
No, you can't be. Like with Lucifer. Although I liked Wiggins.
I just realized that in this episode I said I love Lucifer. Please don't take that out of context.
You know what the little snippet is going to be at the end now, don't you?
Oh, dear. I think that's also our episode title.
Yeah.
I love Lucifer. There, I gave you a better sound bite.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, on that note, that is our show for this week. Well, I said this week, but for a few minutes until we record the next one.
Yeah, we're doing a couple bite-sized episodes, so you can pick and choose rather
than
a 2-hour episode. That we
one
do
time.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Okay. One time.
Yeah. It was a special occasion.
It was. So anyway, thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the customs theme song that you heard at the top of this show and all of our shows. You can find a link to his work at our website. That is at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And there you can also find a link to our social media accounts. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also email us. And you can find our links to our email also on disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. I'm saying it again so you can find our website.
Podcast. that's all I got. Sorry.
You can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms, as well as our YouTube channel, Adventures A. Please, on whatever it is that you are listening to, take half a second and rate and review us, especially if it's a lovely little 5 stars. Or if you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend as well. You definitely want to do that before, like, I don't know, maybe someone has to sit through a trilogy again.
No!
So, next up, we are going to be talking about She-Hulk, like we just said that we were going to be doing.
Yeah, we're not waiting as long as we usually do after a Disney Plus show to do an episode on it.
That's
but,
because Halloween.
Yeah, we got...
We got Halloween
we got spooky
stuff.
Like, this is already kind of derailing spooky season.
Yeah.
But that,
it, we yeah. just had to, like, slide it on in yeah. there. Yeah. That's all right.
Do you want to throw in some talk about Werewolf by Night at the same time? Like, do a...
Sure. Let's do, like, a Marvel...
Marvel...
Mm-hmm. October Marvel.
And, like, maybe cap off Phase 4 Disney Plus as well. Like, just do
yeah,
it all.
Yeah, let's do it all. Let's okay. do that all next episode in a few minutes. So, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Good job, henchman.
Thanks for listening to Disney A.
I love Lucifer.